Why your business needs social media or social networking was the title of a webinar I recently saw advertised. And whilst the theory of that may sound good, I maintain there are very good reasons why your business does not necessarily need social media or networking, and in fact, it can be detrimental to your business. Social media still today is about person-to-person communications. Yes, there are some business-to-business sites such as eCademy. The vast majority are about people communicating with people. Now, that can be businesses with businesses, I accept that. But even sites like LinkedIn, which has been around for many, many years, certainly 12 years that I know of, that is all about career and career building and maintaining connections within business, is actually person-to-person communication. So the vast majority of communication is on a personal basis. I'm all in favour of communicating more with customers and prospects. There's no doubt about that. Look upon social media as a potential channel with which you can communicate with your customers and prospective customers. It's not a panacea. 10 years ago, everybody was telling us we needed a website. We needed a web presence. We need to have this website so the world would find us. So we built websites that then sat there. And even now, many, many businesses you can look at and find websites that haven't been updated for 3, 4, 5 years. Not only that, there's a little tag on the bottom that says last updated with a date that's 4 years old. And what that's telling your customers basically is you've had nothing new to say for 4 years. Could that be detrimental to your business? Absolutely, it could be. The next thing was newsletters. You need to send newsletters to your customers on a regular basis. Now, that regular basis could be weekly, it could be monthly, it could be quarterly. It all depends on what your business is and does and what sort of communication you need to have with your customers. Many businesses went for that. And they'll send out 2 or 3 newsletters and then it'll fall by the wayside. How many times have you received 2 or 3 newsletters from a business and never heard from them again? Now and again, even now I'm surprised at some of the big companies, the national companies, that only send out newsletters as and when they feel like it. And you just know for a fact that when you get a newsletter from them, they're actually trying to sell you something. They're not giving you information. They're not there to help you. They just want to shove the latest offer, latest deal down your throat. The danger in doing that with social media is ever visible and ever present. People can forget about your website. You actually have to go there to find out the fact it hasn't been updated. People don't necessarily focus on the fact they haven't had a newsletter from you in 12 months' time. However, on the social media pages, you are an ever-present, and they can see you in their friend list or contacts list or whatever it is that they have on that particular site, and know that you have said nothing for the last 3 months or 6 months or however long it is. The key with social media is twofold. One, it is one method with which you can communicate with your customers that supplement other methods. So you still should communicate with them by snail mail, perhaps, on the phone, by email, through the website. Social media should complement that. And the second thing is that if you intend to go down the social media route, it's a commitment. It's an ongoing commitment. You need to be sure that you have the time to dedicate to maintaining regular updates. And again, that would depend on the type of business that you have, how often those updates are. In some cases, it could be several times a day. In other cases, it could be, you know, once every 2 or 3 months. Now, whatever it tends to be, or whatever it needs to be for your customer relationship, make sure that have that commitment in place. Without that commitment, then it will very quickly fall into disrepair, and that, unfortunately, is likely to have a negative impact on your business rather than a positive one.